Welcome to Be Who You Really Are. I'm your host, Tegan, and I'm here to shake shit up. I'm here to remind you that you are the creative power in your life. I'm here to remind you that you can have the life that you want whenever the fuck you want. As soon as you reconnect to the fact that you already have everything that you need inside of you. I'm here to help others who needed the help that I needed a few years ago and even a few months ago. In regards to reconnecting back to your intuitive knowing, you are the ruler of your fucking life. No one else can do it for you. You're the one that gets to do it. You have the privilege of free will. And in my episodes, I'm going to be talking about the ideas that I have formulated and cultivated in my brain and mind that have allowed me to continue to evolve, expand, and just live life how I want to. I want to share these ideas with you, share my perspective on things so you can take what you want from my episodes and apply it to your own life. And ultimately, this is just a place to go when you want someone to give it to you straight, you want someone to shake shit up in your world, and you're ready to face the facts that you are the creator in your life. I hope you enjoy my episodes. Jump in. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another week, another live. I'm so excited for this conversation. I'm just going to jump straight into it. Today, we're going to be talking about getting what you want from the universe, the co-creation. We're going to be having a discussion on this because I'm just going to spit some facts straight away. You always get what you want from the universe. You're constantly getting exactly what you desire, exactly what you want. Okay. How then, Tegan? Ask me this, riddle me this. Why then are so many people not enjoying their lives, not thinking they're getting what they want, feeling like they have to fight to get what they want, feeling like they're against the universe? Why is this such a common occurrence? I'm glad you asked. That's what this conversation is going to be covering today, because what I have realized is that for the most part, I think many people completely misinterpret what getting exactly what they want is, and with good reason, because of how we've been taught to think about things and also the limited, if any, education we've had about understanding the nature of the simulation, the nature of our existence, the nature of living on this earth, in this body. We don't learn anything about that, do we? In fact, this is all woo-woo and mystical shit. This isn't even practical knowledge. I believe it's practical knowledge. However, that's not how we're positioned to see this conversation and to see this work, because really it's just work to understand that the foundation of thinking we have is oftentimes quite flawed, and it's what's actually resulting in us not recognizing that we're always getting what we want, that we're always co-creating with the universe 24/7, 7 days a week. I'm going to jump straight into basically going through this process of how it works, getting what you want from the universe, and why so many miss the lessons over and over and over again and end up feeling like, again, they're versing the universe, like they're not co-creating, like they're not getting what they want. And I know that I've been there. I've felt that. And I'm here to share my foundational understanding of this from my experience, from what I've learned, from what I've integrated, from the results as well of what I've gotten from realizing this is a key foundational way to think. Okay. So let me jump straight into this. Now, I want to straight away talk about, and actually, let me just check something here quickly. So when I do these, I can't minimize this. Okay. Let me just check something. Okay. We're all good here. Okay. Back to what I was saying. So I want to talk about the good thing about bad things. So what I mean by that is, how do we actually end up having a desire for a certain thing and a want or a need, or going, you know what, this is what I desire for myself. We actually get a desire for what we want based off experiencing a lot of the time what we do not want. Okay. So say, for example, I'm just going to give you some examples to make this easy to follow along with. And just know that this understanding, this like example, like you can apply this to everything, literally everything. So say you grew up in a household, and I'm sure a lot of people will probably relate to this example, actually. Say you grew up in a household where
you didn't, like, there wasn't really vulnerability, or dare I say, there wasn't really honesty in the room. Everyone was always putting on a bit of a show. Like, you know, it didn't seem genuine. Okay. You didn't feel like you could connect with, say, a parent or a loved one or whatever it was. And it didn't feel good. So, you know, what happens is you end up having this desire is born. You're like, you know what? This doesn't feel good. I don't like how we can't be honest because it's wrong or rude if we're honest with each other. I don't like how we put on fake smiles, blah, 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 whatever it is. So thus, a desire is born. And you now desire relationships and connections where honesty is the foundation of that relationship, where you can be fully honest with one another. Amazing. So this is the key I want to, like, decipher. I want to see, I want to show you straight off the bat that you cannot separate good from bad. They're not separate events. They're one and the same event. You know, we are constantly, as human beings, looking at our lives and separating it into little sections and bits. But that's not actually how existence is going. Existence is flowing. There is no such thing as one event. It's constant. There's actually no way to pick it apart. So a lot of the time, how we think about things is we're playing this game of, like, delete. We just want to delete this part of the story and have this part of the story, but it's all one thing. And the way that you even get the spark and the desire for something more is through experiencing what you do not want. So straight away, you can see how important experiencing what you do not want is. However, a lot of the time we're just trying to get that, push that away, aren't we? We're not actually in the experience of what we don't want because we are thinking it's wrong, but actually it's the birthplace of desire and it's the birthplace of all that is good in our life. The bad is actually the birthplace of the good. You can't separate them. Okay. So I know for me, I spent quite a lot of years resenting certain experiences, and the way that I perceived those experiences were through the lens of it shouldn't have happened. It wasn't good. And I wasn't actually seeing the gift in the experience. And now I can see very clearly the gift in that experience, because the reason I'm here having conversation with you today and the reason I'm so passionate about what I am is because I have experienced what it's like to be in a position where there is no authentic communication. I have been in a position where it feels like it doesn't feel good to pretend to be someone you're not. You know, that's what has driven me to give so much of a shit about this. So I have to acknowledge that that was still beautiful, even though it wasn't a good experience in the moment. Okay. Now, this is where it's going to get interesting. So when you have a new desire, and also desire, I'm not going to talk about desire today, but I'm talking about authentic desire. And what I mean by that, I'm talking about real desire. Okay. Most people don't even know what real desire is. This is a whole separate conversation, but I'm going to touch on it just so you understand what I'm rolling with here. So when I'm saying desire, how most people experience desire, and you know how they say in a lot of religious texts, like desire is the source of suffering. Now, it certainly is in the sense that most people experience desire, okay? Most people are experiencing desire in the form of, once I get this, then. Once I get this, then, okay? This is fear-based desire. This is where we're attaching our worth and our value to the accomplishment of something. This is not an enjoyable experience, I can tell you, because I've been there. When you're thinking your worth comes from, once I get this, once I get that, once I get this, your ability to enjoy the present moment is greatly hindered because you don't actually perceive your value to be with you in the present moment. So that's just a very short breakdown of how most people experience desire. Genuine desire is when you know, like, you know in your core your value as a human being, and you can, and lots of people cheat themselves here and they're not honest with themselves. You have to be honest and you have to recognize where you aren't seeing your own value. Okay. I just want to be clear with that. And it's your game. The game you're playing with yourself is your game. So essentially, it's natural as a human being to have desires, because that's actually what plays into our evolution. It's like, let me think, like, imagine a little kitten, and there's like a beautiful fluffy little white cotton ball, and like the kitten just, oh, it's just instinctual, like it wants to grab that cotton ball, and it's having, you see, the cat is having so much fun playing with the cotton ball, the fluffy cotton ball for the cat. It's not about catching it. It's the experience of playing with the cotton ball. That's why the cat's doing it. It's not doing it to get the cotton ball, okay? So most of us have been programmed and conditioned to think we need to get the cotton ball. And because of that, we're not actually having fun playing with the cotton ball. We're frustrated because it keeps moving. Because, you know, that's the thing about desire. It's not an attainable thing. It's an evolution thing. It's what makes life fun. It's what gives our life meaning. It is a relationship between us as an I and the external world and the co-creative process that we're on. We're all on our own unique journey with that, okay? So I've went on a tangent about desire, so I just wanted to pinpoint that. What I'm talking about in this right now is genuine desire. And guess what? Sometimes our fear-based desires are a part of that journey for us to realize what's actually going on and to realize the game we're playing with ourselves of I need to prove my worth is not as fun of a game as realizing your worth right now and then allowing that to come through you instead of trying to find it outside of you. So there's always a process to that. And I would never, ever want to label anyone a part of this experience as a wrong, because it's all necessary for the process and the journey. Now, this is playing beautifully into what I'm sharing with you today. So when you have, based off my example, so you've had this desire come through for relationships with real communication where you can be honest with each other and you won't shame each other for that. You shouldn't say that. You shouldn't do this. This is what you should do for me. You don't want that. You want individuals that can exist as individuals, exist taking responsibility for their half of the relationship and not be projecting their shit onto you or whatever it is. So you've had this desire from an experience. Now, this is the bit most people forget, okay? So I don't even know, like, off the top of my head what the right sentences are for the laws of the universe, but I will, you know, I'm just going to spit one out here in my own words, but you attract not what you want, but what you are, okay? However, who you are right now is exactly who you need to be to get what you want, because it's actually not that you're getting anything, okay? That's the whole thing of it. You're actually being it. So you desire a certain type of relationship. However, you always attract what you're vibrational match to, i.e. you attract what you are and who you're currently being in that moment, okay? And it's not set in stone who you are. You can change at any moment. I'm sick of people holding on to ideas of who people are. You are this, you've changed. Like, what the fuck? Am I meant to say the same? It's a whole other conversation. But essentially, you have to acknowledge that in the birth of this desire, and guys, if you desire it, it's for you. It's meant for you. It is already there. However, what we tend to do is we tend to think as well, because we get a little, it can be easy to get a little confused, because when you're learning about manifestation, for example, there's this constant conversation about feeling good, because that also has an essence of truth to it. However, I'm going to go into what I mean by how this can also be such a huge block, because when we are like constantly obsessed with being in a feel-good state, we end up being in a rowboat, like a little canoe rowboat or canoe. It's not, I guess, I don't even know, a rowboat. And we end up paddling with one paddle and spinning around in circles, because guess what? Your bad, quote unquote, bad feelings, uncomfortable feelings, resistant feelings play equal role when it comes to you being a vibrational match to something. You have to feel your resistant feelings. A lot of the time people are repressing resistant feelings, lying to themselves about how they truly feel, and paddling with one paddle. They're only focused on, oh my God, I feel good. I feel good. Oh, press that away. Don't, like, I'm going to ignore that. I feel bad. And that's actually what causes us to paddle around in circles and not actually have the realization of our manifestations. So what I'm getting at is, we need to recognize that in the birthing and the moment where a new desire is sparked and born and the message is sent out to the universe that you desire XYZ relationships, trust me, the universe starts going, oh, hey, honey, this is what you want. I'm giving you exactly what you want. And the thing is, we are still currently not a vibrational match or vibrational, like, we're not a vibrational match to this type of relationship, because the relationship we're currently in that has, you know, that has birthed this new desire is what's currently a match to us. Okay. So in order to be a match for this new desire, we have to realize that everything coming into our experience is not blocking us from this realization and from this actualization of manifesting our genuine desires, but is an opportunity for us to commit to shifting ourselves internally to then become a match, to become a vibrational match. So because we're so focused on feeling good and we avoid the negative feelings because we think we're going to ruin our manifestations, we actually end up missing the opportunities to realign our frequencies by, and how do we do that? By changing the way we think about things. And we change the way we think about things by being willing to let go of what we think we know and also the story of who we think we are. That's why it's called an ego death. It literally feels like you have lost yourself for a second, doesn't it? What about when you've had those really big realizations where you've stopped deceiving yourself? This is the key. You stop deceiving yourself. What we have to realize is that in order to hold what we desire, we have to shift. So in order to do that, we have to move through things that are probably going to feel very uncomfortable. Because, you know, not because they're not good, but because they're not known to us. Because guess what? Guess what's normal for you? Dynamics that you don't desire. You've got this birth of this new desire through being in relationships where you don't speak your truth, where you repress how you feel, where you aren't being honest with each other. This is your normal. This is what you're a vibrational match to in that moment. Okay? So in order for you to be able to shift that, we have to allow everything to come into us with open arms. We can't be selective. Everyone's just looking around for the path of least resistance. Okay, I said I wanted this, and now, but then this person came in, and they wouldn't let me feel a certain way. They wouldn't let me express myself. What the fuck? I said I want this. We end up projecting it all back out because we're trying to ignore these resistant feelings within ourselves because we think it's going to kill our manifestation. What the fuck? Makes sense, doesn't it? Based off the way we've been taught to think. But when we talk about it like this, it's like, wait a second, we're just paddling with one paddle. We're paddling with one fucking paddle if we're not taking on everything the universe is sending us as a gift. So we say, yeah, and I'm going to give you some examples of what I mean by how you would not be a vibrational match in terms of how you would behave, how you would act, okay? So what you have to realize is that you attract what you are. So where you were when you had the desire is exactly what you were being as well, okay? So a lot of the time when we're deceiving ourselves, it's because we feel we've got this cycle of shame, blame, and guilt going on where we've been conditioned, okay, to be ashamed of XYZ behaviors. Okay, so we feel ashamed of them, we feel guilty, and we blame ourselves and we blame others, okay? And a lot of the time it can be good, like it can be, you know, conditioning points from other people perhaps telling us or not even telling us, but just modeling to us through their behavior and actions. A lot of the time people don't have to speak because we're not learning just from words, okay? We're actually learning more from energy than words. So just by seeing how someone else is, like a parent or a loved one, how they behave in something, you can actually see what they believe. And we just end up modeling that, especially as a young age, we're just kind of like a bucket that soaks, we're like a sponge that soaks everything up. So what ends up happening though is, and also you may have, like, for example, you'll have a negative experience, like someone doesn't think you're good enough or they're telling you you're wrong and you're going to feel really negative. You're not going to feel good about that because guess what? This is a whole other conversation too, but your emotional response is always in integrity with your higher self. And your higher self is based on the foundations of the true foundations of this universe, which is universal unconditional love. So when someone's telling you you're wrong, you're bad, you're not good enough, of course that's going to feel bad because your higher self is literally, through that negative emotion of resistance, is literally telling you that's not true. That's actually what resistant emotions are telling us. That's not true. Okay, so the thing is, someone may in the beginning be telling us this is who we are when we do this or when we behave like this, we are wrong, we are bad, we are not good enough. So we have this feeling of like, what the fuck, and we feel really bad. And that's our higher self. that's that connection to spirit going, that's not true. That's not true. However, what we end up associating this with is, instead of like, instead of working with our emotions and seeing that as like, seeing it like this, because see, we haven't been taught how to perceive and communicate with our emotions. So a lot of the time we end up fighting our emotions instead of seeing the gift in that. Imagine if we knew from a young age what our emotional states were guiding us towards. This is, again, I'm going off into a few different kind of directions here, but it's going to I'm going to land the plane as always. So essentially, with time, we end up believing what the people say to us, like what our parents says or what our teacher says. They keep affirming that when we do X, Y, Z, we are bad, we are not good enough, whatever. And we end up rejecting this inner guidance because we think the bad feeling means we are bad. That's what we're thinking, because that's how everyone else is thinking. So we will model this. So it's not actually about someone explaining this to us. It's just how we are being modeled. So then we associate this negative behavior with, yeah, we are bad. I am bad. I can feel it. I feel terrible. I am bad. So what we end up doing is we end up internalizing this external experience. So, you know, where it used to be your teacher or your auntie or your parent or whatever it was, you know, reminding you that you're a bad boy or a bad girl there. We actually internalize this process and we do it to ourselves. So, you know, what's funny about this is our feeling, which was actually our higher self, not agreeing with it, but disagreeing with what's coming through. You're bad, you're good, you're not good enough. That bad feeling was saying, reject that. That's not true. That's not fucking true. Reject it. But we didn't get taught how to interpret our emotional state. So what we do is we think that means we are bad. Holy shit, this could be a masterclass. Like, seriously, guys, this is insane. Because this is the birth of our problems here. What we end up doing is we end up holding truth in what that person's saying, which is now what we are saying to ourselves, because we have integrated that. We've learned, we've been modeled, we replicate it inside of our minds. We end up holding truth in that and not truth in our emotion, which was telling us that's not fucking true. So we got it mixed up. So now we go through the shame, blame, and guilt cycle, which is what stops people from evolving, which is what blocks all the opportunities. Because simply these behaviors that we were modeled about where we should reward and punish ourselves, how we build this identity up, because we end up building up this identity that seeks validation and avoids judgment and avoids being punished. That's what we end up living for a lot of the time. Most people are living for this. We're living for this conception of I that's not even who we really are. We were taught to be this way based off how other people responded to us. So the process actually of allowing your deepest desires to actually come to be is not a process of waiting for things to physically arrive into your world. It's actually an internal process of things arriving. And what it actually comes down to at the core is a process of re-establishing who you think you are, of letting go of all these ideas that you were taught that are actually causing you a lot of pain and suffering, because you're holding truth into these things that aren't real, that aren't actually true. Your higher self is telling you all the time, that's not fucking real, that's not true. However, because we didn't understand how to interpret how we felt, and because no one really around us, because we're modeling and learning that that's how people respond to bad feelings. Like the way people respond to feeling bad is insane. Insane. We're fighting how we feel instead of challenging what we think. We need to be challenging what we think, not fighting how we feel. So back to how this applies into manifestation is when the opportunities come. So we're currently the vibrational match for these relationships that are based off bullshit, where we just like play into these punishment and reward cycles. We're fucking sick of it. We desire another thing. So now we're going to start attracting exactly the types of experiences that would allow us to see within another something inside of ourselves, i.e. a particular way of perceiving and thinking about something that is not aligned with how we feel with our higher self. And you will feel resistant emotions when you notice this, because your higher self is saying, that's not true. That isn't true. So you're going to have experiences come in where resistance comes up, and that's your literal, like, that's the universe literally sending you the experience you need to have the opportunity that you're required to have to be able to have the moment of awareness to recognize where you're currently putting truth, holding truth into certain ways of thinking is not aligned with your higher self and is not true or right for you or correct for you. This game isn't about anybody else. This game is about you. So most people miss this because we're thinking, oh my God, I shouldn't feel bad in the manifestation process. You are not currently a vibrational match for what you seek. It is going to feel uncomfortable. That is how it works. And when we actually lean into that discomfort and we go, God, I feel it. I feel this discomfort. Instead of repressing this feeling and fighting our feeling, we go, wait, okay, I have this resistance come up. Where am I perceiving this in a way that is not aligned with my higher self and therefore is actually what's blocking me from being a, well, it's funny. Even when I just said it's blocking us, at the same time, it's actually guiding us. That's a whole other thing too, just how we frame these things. Because where are we being guided to let go of who we thought we were? Where are we being guided to release stories that are really, like, no longer serving us based off these desires we now have? Based off the desire we now have, that desire is a force, and that force is bringing in what we need for that desire. And this comes down to our intentions. If we desire to stay where we are and go, and we think to ourselves, like, and we believe, you know what, this relationship's okay, this is love, then we wouldn't be attracting the particular things that would awaken us to a different way of relationships, for example. So the reason you're getting the knock on the head, the wake-up call, the resistance, is because it is such a gift and such an opportunity. You've decided, whether you did it consciously or unconsciously, and a lot of the time our desires are firing unconsciously, but it's really cool when you start to get intentional, because when you start to get intentional about what you're focusing on, you can now start to actually understand why things are coming through. And when you're, like, really intentional about seeing the opportunity and everything, and not to the point of repressing how you fucking feel, but for the point of, like, okay, like, this feels uncomfortable, this doesn't feel right, but it's not the feeling that's wrong. It's something to do with how I'm perceiving. Because even though a lot of the time what we do is we focus on how other people are perceiving us, instead of focusing on how we are perceiving how they are perceiving us. Because that's actually the experience right there that is our life. The experience of our life is not how someone else perceives us, but how we perceive them experiencing us. It still comes back to us. We are still the creative life forces. We are still the powerhouses that get to intentionally create our direction, our life. Isn't that fucking awesome? Isn't that fucking awesome? So, this is the number one, this process is the number one thing people misunderstand, and therefore they do not end up attracting their desires, because it's actually an internal shift, guys. It is actually an internal shift within yourself, because what you'll actually realize is that the reason that you desire XYZ types of relationships is because you aren't currently that with yourself. But the universe will send you all of the things you need to create that within yourself. So it's actually about shifting your perception and perspective. And I can tell you this from experience. You will know. It's not about, oh, maybe, hopefully. It's a knowing. You will know that what you desire is coming for you. You will know it. You won't even think about it. It will just become a knowing within you. Once you have shifted your internal state. So it's about shifting. It's about letting go of beliefs. It's about letting go of what you think is right and wrong. Because if you don't let go of these beliefs, you'll just keep projecting them out onto other people, or you'll keep going into the shame, blame, and guilt cycle with both yourself and others, where you'll shame, blame, and guilt yourself based off a thought that was never fucking true in the first place. Back to the example of you know, someone telling you you're bad, like you jumped in this, you got into the sand pit 20 minutes before you were allowed to, whatever. Someone fucking told you when you had to go in this, when you were allowed to go in the sand pit, all these stupid rules, you know. So you went into the sand pit because you wanted to have fun. And then your dad comes out yelling, going, you're bad. You should have gone, you know, you're not allowed in the sand pit until 4:30. Look, what are you doing? You knew this. Bad, 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 bad. And we get that horrible feeling of like, oh, inside of us. That's our higher self going, don't listen to that. You are fucking awesome. That's literally what that is telling you. Don't believe that. But we don't understand how to interpret our emotions. We only model how everyone else is interpreting their emotions, which is like the opposite, which is to think, I must be bad. So what we do is we hold, instead of holding truth in how we feel, we hold truth in what we think. We begin to believe this shit about ourselves. And this is how people get stuck in cycles, because they're trying to fix problems that don't exist. They're trying to fix problems based off these beliefs that are bullshit. They're thinking, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm not enough, on an unconscious level. They've held truth in that. It's become unconscious. And then they're basing everything, all of their decisions off that. Where do I fix this? Where do I fix this relationship? Because it reminds me I'm bad and good, I'm not good enough. That's why I want to fix it, because I'm bad, I'm good, I'm not wrong, I'm all this shit. We're actually a lot of the time in pursuit of something because we're trying to fix a problem that is actually based off a belief and a truth that is actually a lie in terms of our own higher self, in terms of our own inner core and direction. That's why we feel shit, because it's letting us know this is not true. So a lot of the time people never get rid of these, that like never release truth on that. So that's why we think, oh my God, I need that relationship. You see, that's why we externalize it and go, once I find that relationship, then I'll feel a certain way. However, it's the opposite. It's you're going to have experiences come through that bring out this false truth. And you're going to experience it in the way of you will feel fucking terrible because your higher self is going, that's bullshit. And this is our opportunity to see that there was nothing difficult or challenging we had to do ever to prove our worth. In fact, we just have to eliminate that and realize that I am always worthy. I'm always enough. Holy fuck, that's not true. My higher self, thank you for guiding me back. And the reason so many don't let this happen is because we don't think it can be that fucking simple, but it really can be that simple. If we allow it to be, it can be very simple. This fucking podcast episode literally could have been a masterclass. Like, seriously, guys, it is so good. This is so potent. Listen to this 100 times. Listen to this 1,000,000 times. Listen to this until it lands in your soul, because you are always worthy and enough. So you have to realize that if you continue holding on to these beliefs as truth, you're going to have this inner conflict within yourself. And that's why you think, oh my God, I need this certain thing. So this is a fear-based frequency of desire. It's not genuine desire, because you're thinking, I need this relationship with another human to feel a certain way. So even if you did get the relationship you thought you needed to feel a certain way, I can guarantee you, you still won't feel a certain way. It's not until you eliminate the fallacies in your own mind, in the form of seeds of thought that you have held truth into for X amount of time, which is why, again, it can be very challenging, because it's like this was drilled into over a period of years, these beliefs, and they're so deeply ingrained. So you have to, it's also a process of being patient with yourself. Patience. Everyone's on their own timeline. There's no need to rush this. We're all on our own timeline with this. So if we can see that actually resistant emotions are never blocking us from our manifestations, it's the repression of our resistant emotions, which, by the way, it does feel shit to repress resistant emotions. In fact, I would say that repressing how you really feel is so much more challenging than feeling how you really feel, which is another thing that tricks people, because people think it has to be hard, because if it was so easy, it would be like this, wouldn't it? We would just do it like this, which can very well be done. It's up to us to decide how we play this game with ourselves. We're always the ones playing the game. So for most of us, we've been conditioned to think that getting what we want is hard, that getting what we want requires sacrifice. These are belief systems. These are thoughts. And these are the things that are dictating how we consume our environment, how we perceive reality. So if we can actually be very intentional and release all of this bullshit, it doesn't have to be hard. Who said that? And, you know, good old, what's his name? Henry Ford, you know, his famous quote, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Because whatever you believe, you will build evidence for. Because whatever you believe, you're going to be placing that meaning onto your external world. So when particular experiences come in, what you're always seeing is not an experience itself in the raw. You're experiencing the meaning you're placing on those experiences. So when you believe XYZ things, you will constantly see XYZ things in your reality. And that's why many people will not succeed in allowing themselves to feel good, allowing it to be easy, because it would mean that they would have to go into the land of being fucking delusional. And that's what it feels like, guys. And that's why people, you probably always see this stuff on social media. You've got to be somewhat delusional to go from a certain vibrational frequency to another. And another word for being delusional is simply, you've got to have fucking faith for what you cannot see. Okay. And the funny thing is too, I've got a few quotes coming through me right now. I think this was Bob Proctor. He said, the funny thing about fear and faith is they both require you to believe in something you cannot see. Now that is interesting, because it's true in the core, in the sense of none of us know what tomorrow brings or the next moment brings, but we're always writing out stories in our heads, like about what's happening. So we're actually always narrating in the now, and based off how we relate, we're narrating our life right now in the now, always in the now, is how things will unfold for us. And that's why the past does not dictate your future at all. It just depends on how much you think it does, because that's what you're going to be ruminating on and bringing into your now moment, which is going to be, which is always what you're like, your co-creation with the universe is always wherever you're narrating is where you're putting energy, is where you're putting focus, is how the universe is co-creating with you. So it's so cool to realize that the more you can become like, in this moment, aware of what's going on. Like most, I've been there. We go through periods of times where the days are just going by and it's like, oh, another day, another day, another day, another day. We were never in those moments, were we? There was so much chatter and unconscious shit dictating how our days are unfolding, because if we question those things, we would have to realize that this whole like experience of consciousness isn't who we really are. Because if we can just change it like this, we can just change how everything looks like this, then who am I? So that's why, again, it feels like an ego death. It can feel like everything, nothing makes sense anymore, because it's like, well, I'm crazy. Like, because all these things that I believed are now just suddenly gone. And it can be a shock. It can be such a shock to the system. Extremely such a shock. So the fear of the unknown, because you see there's two things always driving us, fear or faith, fear or love, fear or trust, okay? So that's what I like to come back to a lot of the time when, there's a little bug flying around here. In each moment, I'm getting so much better at being so intentional with every single fucking moment of my day. I'm constantly tuning in with, is this fear or faith? Is this fear or love, or is this fear or trust? Like, what's driving me right now? And the more that we can get intentional about actually writing the story, like most people are not writing their own stories. They're just replicating the stories that they were taught, that then someone else taught that person, that then someone else taught that person. And no one was ever actually intentional about the story they were creating of their own life. So the universe is always giving you what you want. Always. No exceptions. You're always getting what you want. It's just that somebody fucking told us that life was just all it was meant to be all good, all good, all good. That's how you know you're successful, when everything's all good. But in fact, it's about surrendering to the process. And that is actually what feels fucking good. It's not about eliminating bad, because what I've said at the start of this episode is, that the bad is the source of the good. So if we eliminate the bad, we eliminate the good. So we don't want that, do we? Because then we'd have nothing good if there was nothing bad. So the duality of this universe is a law of this universe. And in fact, when you don't understand the nature of this, you are fucking crazy. Most people are walking around crazy and mad, and they don't even know, because they don't understand the essential rules and laws of the universe. So if everything good is actually, like, the source of everything good is from the bad, just like the source of bad is from everything good, we don't want to eliminate good and bad. So this is the thing too. Understanding what you desire is actually also understanding that you don't want to eliminate anything you're already experiencing. What you want to change is how you're relating to what you're already experiencing. That is the key there. And that's why you don't have to wait for the relationship. Oh, I haven't manifested it yet. Like, oh my God, it's not working. No, genuinely, what happens when you're manifesting, you will already know you have it before it's in the material plane. You will already fucking know, because you will have rearranged your inner world in a way that you feel like you don't even need that desire anymore. You see, if you need a desire, that's a fear-based, like, that's what I'm talking about. This is not genuine desire. If you need a desire, it's because you think you're going to be worth something with that desire, or you think it's going to make you feel a certain way. That's not real desire. That's fear-based desire. So truly, when you shift, and as I said, there's nothing wrong with fear-based desire, because whatever our journey is perfect for us. We have to sometimes go down some particular rabbit holes and get our little white fluffy tails dirty to realize, holy fuck, this is the fucking trickery I was playing with myself. So there's nothing wrong about this process. It's just unique to us, and we're all on our own journey with that. Okay. So sometimes we go down these little rabbit holes and get our tails dirty. And then we realize through our own unique process that it was just something that required a rearrangement of our internal world and our internal state, and actually how we perceive ourselves and therefore how we perceive the world. They're both one and the same thing. And when you rearrange it, correct, like, you will know when you have what you desire, because it will already be there. You won't need to have the fucking boyfriend or the money or whatever it is right now to know it's already yours. So now you get to play in a different realm. When you rearrange this inner world to align with your desire, suddenly it's so much more fun, because you're not seeing it, the world, like, the external world is against you, or the universe is against you. You're like, this is my teammate. This is my teammate. We're playing together. Suddenly, you're not worried or concerned about when it's going to happen, because it's already happened in you. It's already literally happened. You already know it. You already fucking know it. So you know when you're on the path to manifesting whatever your desire is, because you already have it. Inside your little brain, you're like, you'll be walking around delusional. People think you're crazy. They're like, you don't have that. You do. You already know it. You're like, I already have it. you have to be willing to see that what matters more than anything is how you see yourself. It doesn't matter how anyone else sees you. How you see yourself is what matters, and you have complete control over that. And when we change how we relate to how we feel, we start getting the opportunities left, right, and center. Sometimes the opportunities feel great and sometimes they don't. But the real shifts happen in the moments where we're experiencing that resistance. The real shifts happen when we are experiencing that resistance, and we get to choose to respond differently to that resistance. And instead of versing it and going, oh, I shouldn't feel this way because it's because I'm bad. Instead of seeing, if we just change how we perceived and experienced our emotions, that would be it. When you're feeling bad, instead of fighting that feeling, going, ha, my higher self's here. Let me know that something I think about X, Y, Z, perhaps it's what I think about another person. Because you're always going to be getting reflections of how you see yourself through others. So you might be perceiving someone else in a negative light. You might be. And it's not going to feel good, is it? Because your higher self is going to go, no, like, we are, like, nothing satiates higher self, who you really are. Nothing less than unconditional love. But this is not like, but it's saying that we're going on a human experience. Okay. So we're going through a human experience to the actualization and realization of that. So do not worry if you're not in a state. Like, sometimes look, we're not perceiving things in this conditional way, unconditional way, but that's always what we're getting guided back to. We feel like, you never feel good when you're seeing someone in a negative way, full stop, exclamation mark. You just aren't. A lot of the time people are convincing themselves like they feel good because they're sitting down talking about the friend that they're not friends with anymore and going, oh yeah, it's because they were this and they were that. And then like they think they're feeling good, but that's just their ego they're stroking. And the ego life's like living it from this egotistical self is like living life as a shadow of who you really are. You're not expressing who you really are. It's that experience of like, I think I'm good, but there's like an itch I can't scratch. I think I'm good. Like, you know, like everyone's telling me how great my life is, which is apparently what I thought I wanted, because that's, I was taught to get external validation, but it still feels like there's an itch I can't scratch. Now I want to wrap this up. I've gone on a lot of different directions, but I really feel like it's all coming together quite beautifully. I want to tie this in because obviously I'm having this discussion right now in my Human Design Library community. I want to tie this in with human design just to finish this off. So when it comes to whatever our unique desires are that are driving us, because we've all got our own unique direction we're going in. We also, as you know, in human design, have our own unique energetic expressions. We have our personality. So this natural energetic expression of how we naturally, when we're not blocking our authentic expression, how we would naturally communicate and how we would naturally express ourselves, that's the personality. And a lot of the time, many of us reject our authentic personality because guess what? Someone told us it was bad and wrong, and then we end up internalizing that and we end up repressing that part of ourselves. But then we've also got this unconscious mechanical energy. So this is the body, the vehicle we're in. This also has its own energy field that's coming off it all the time. So what I'm saying is that also based off this beautiful package of like vehicle that we're in mixed with this personality and this costume that we play, this all actually pairs in beautifully to express our authentic selves. Like this is actually, when we're living in alignment with who we really are, it's all beautiful. It doesn't matter what personality profile, energy type you are. When you're living in accordance with that energy type and with that expression, it's just an extraordinary experience. It's an extraordinary way to live. It's an extraordinary way to live. It makes me emotional, actually, because, oh my goodness, it makes me emotional because I remember how frustrated I was, you know, for so long thinking, I got to figure this out, you know? And there was this itch I couldn't scratch. And I'm just looking back and even just having this conversation with you guys, like, it is such an extraordinary way to live. To just allow yourself to be who you really are. Anything short of that is a life lived as a shadow. It's not really a life lived at all. It's a life lived in fear as you tiptoe towards the inevitable end. You know, we're all going to die in the physical sense. But when it comes to your human design, okay, you've got your unique vehicle, your unique personality, and your unique energy about you. So this is how, like, as well, the universe is going to be sending you experiences. And a lot of the time it's going to feel like a bit of a, like, depending on how good we've gotten at deceiving ourselves and ignoring the lessons the universe is sending us. A lot of the time, I'm sure we've all experienced those moments where it seems like we've just gotten hit and it's like, oh my God, that happened. What the fuck? You know? And that's because we were deceiving ourselves to that level of depth. And the universe is like, you say you want this. I'm going to hit you with this until you see what you're missing. So in terms of our relationship with others, in terms of human design, I want to leave a couple of ideas with you before I wrap this up. Is I've noticed that actually what holds a lot of people back from changing the way that they think about things is, you know, thoughts are contagious, guys, okay? Thoughts are fucking contagious. So proximity to what you want to believe and what reality you want to live in is so important. Proximity, proximity, proximity. If you're focused on your growth and evolution, I can guarantee you, depending on where you're at in your life, like, you know, if you grew up in that abusive household or, you know, where you couldn't express yourself or whatever, the journey to like actualization of your highest expression will require you to probably leave a lot of different friendship groups and a lot of different, like, you're probably going to be moving through lots of different thought realms. Okay. Cause this is actually what's happening when you're like changing the way you think about things and you're intentionally crafting and you're realizing, oh my God, the universe is sending me all these messages, and you take on those messages and you take on those opportunities, you're naturally going to be evolving and growing. However, this very well will require you, I'm sure, and there's many different ways that this will go. Like, you'll probably have, you know, you'll have your life friends and stuff for this life, but I can guarantee that you're going to have to let go of a lot of relationships and connections that you have if you are really dedicated to like the thing that's going to satiate your soul, which is living life as who you really are. Because if you start changing, like when you start getting intentional about how you think and how you perceive, like people are going to notice you're acting differently, because guess what? You're suddenly going to express differently based off what you believe. And this will make a lot of people uncomfortable. And to someone who's not aware of how everything is an opportunity, this is where you probably end up receiving a lot of projections from other people. And this fear of being misunderstood, this is what I've noticed is what blocks so many people, this fear of being misunderstood. Again, we're actually in this moment, we're craving external validation or the validation of humans more than we're actually craving validation of spirit and of the satiation of living life in alignment with who you really are. And that's very valid because it feels scary. But I want to like finish this up with something really beautiful here. Because I've definitely noticed in my life, the amount of like relationships and friendships that I've had, I've been blessed with all of them. And I genuinely believe that. I genuinely believe that. And to other people, they may look at my life and have their own assumptions about what that means about my life, but that doesn't have anything to do with me. See, it doesn't have anything to do with me. But I will say what's really interesting about it is our spirits. We can't suppress them, okay, guys? No matter how good we've gotten at living as this egotistical self that's just super, where we're super repressing our spirit, our spirit's always there. And our spirit is never fully like squished out. We can get really good at repressing our spirit and like pushing back who we really are, but it's always there. It's always there. So I've actually had experiences where I've met these people and it's been incredible. However, it didn't work out. And you know what's interesting? On a human design level, which, by the way, is the blueprint to who you really are, and most people are not living life as who they really are, okay? On a human design level, we were spirit, like the electromagnetic connections, the wholeness and completeness energetically was insurmountable, okay? And I think this is what helps me, because I really believe that, like, you know, our quote-unquote wounds are just where we're not making the best assumptions of ourselves or others. Like, that's really quite the simplest form of it. So I know that where I've resisted my lessons a lot of the time is where I fail to let go of these beliefs that I have about someone being not so good. You know, I've got these beliefs about like, well, this person's wrong doing this. And instead of letting that go, I've held on to that. And that's like really, you know, obviously been the source of my resistance, because my higher self is going, honey, that's not true. Let go of it. Let fucking go of it. And whatever, to whatever degree I've had to have that hit me in the face, I have. But essentially, I would just say that all of your relationships, like, they're truly, truly perfect. But a lot of the time as humans, we get attached and we fail to let things flow. And I will say that I will repeat myself. What blocks a lot of people is the relationships they have with other humans. Because when you're like playing around in different thought realms, which is different paradigms, guys, which is different ways of experiencing reality and life, if you're like getting into proximity or like whatever it is, or you're reading books that have different, you know, people read these incredible books that have completely different paradigms in the pages. I've got all these beautiful books here that I love. Then what they're experiencing around them. And guess what, guys? As I said, thoughts are contagious. So what I would like to leave you with the message of is just remain dedicated to this journey, because it's so much bigger than you. It's not about you even it goes beyond you feeling good. And feeling good is actually just a natural result, and it's a symptom of living in alignment with who you really are. And so, you know, feeling good is not actually the reason. It's the natural expression of living life as who you really are. So a lot of the time people feel guilty about feeling good, because they'll start going into these thought realms where life is so much more fun and it's so much more zesty and there's so much less fear. And then they'll feel guilty because guess what? Other people will just naturally start to respond. And like, you're going to be challenging their fucking thought realms by being in a certain thought realm. And a lot of times people are still in that fear frequency. They're going to be like going, you're wrong. That's not right. Like, you're fucking crazy. You've changed. There's going to be these types of projections happening. And for many, the best thing to do is to go, I am dedicated. I'm absolutely dedicated to expressing and being and existing as my who I really am here to be. And that goes beyond yourself. That's not about you anymore. See, it's not selfish to commit to going, I'm going to be dedicated to living as who I am, really, who I really am, no matter what. People think, oh my God, but then I need to help these people. No, you have to realize that they're exactly where they're meant to be, just like you were. You can't make people realize shit. That's their journey. You need to be focused on yourself. Focus on yourself. Stop focusing on everybody else. Come back to yourself. That is literally the highest expression of existence you can have on this plane. It is not only the highest service to yourself, because the symptom of this is feeling good and enjoying your life and living in flow, but you will also, like, the impact this has on the collective consciousness, this is the highest expression of your existence. This is not fucking selfish. This is the opposite of selfish. This is selfless. It's actually giving up self, because you have to give up self. What I mean by that is you must be willing to give up who you think you are. You have to be willing to not be living, dedicated to living as who you think you are. Because that's what happens. People are just so obsessed with going, I need to keep myself together. I need to keep this personality together, that they're living to maintain a personality over living just to live. Living to, like, let the universe pour through them. God pour through them. However you relate to this. So the universe is always giving you what you want. And just to wrap up that human design thought I was having, I think it's beautiful to know that every single human that you come into contact with, whether you end up being friends forever, whether you end up just kind of separating, you know, just naturally falling apart, whether the relationship ends with a bang, I think it's beautiful to know that all of you guys were like a beautiful part in your stories. There was no mistakes. You were all, your spirits were still there. Even no matter how hard you were pushing them away and repressing who you really were, your spirit was still there. And it was still interacting with other people who you were a perfect fit with. You know, it was just that on this physical plane and this way, this was how you were a part of each other's journey. Who are we to judge? Who are we to judge what's a good part of someone's journey and what isn't? That's just us trying to break shit apart and make sense of it. It's one event. It's not separate. So I wanted to finish it up with that, because just because things may not go how you wanted them to, maybe you got attached to a certain outcome, and that's normal. That's part of being human. But can we release that attachment and reground in love and realize, wow, like, how amazing is this experience of life? Like, it's beautiful. And everyone is playing a perfect role in our lives, all of them, everyone. There's no one bad, because we're all one and the same, you know? That whole illusion of I, that's a whole separate conversation. But anyway, I'm going to wrap this up. I can't believe I've been going for an hour. And yeah, this was such a killer episode. I highly recommend you listen to this 100 times, because I literally, like, this podcast episode, if you let it, could change your whole life. If you just let it be simple like that, it could change your whole life. Seriously. Seriously. Okay. Okay. Peace and love. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you want to get more into my world, connect with me on Instagram. Check out my page. I even have TikTok going as well. Go to my platform. See what else I'm sharing. Send me a message. I'd love hearing from you guys. Otherwise, look forward to the next episode.